Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light the darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father,
heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The word of the Lord. I don't use my seminary Greek with you very often, but I'm going to teach you a word tonight. The word is doxos, and it means praise or glory. The reason that's important is that that's where our word doxology comes from. Now, you've probably heard that word. From time to time, someone will say, let's sing the doxology, and everybody chimes in because everybody knows the words. In fact, let's do that now. I'll invite the choir to join me, and I'll invite you to join me at home. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God all creatures here below. Praise God above you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But that's not the only doxology there is. In fact, any song or text that has as its main focus to praise and give God glory is actually a doxology. Like the one we just sang, the whole point is the call and invitation to praise God. And anything that does that counts as a doxology. Doxos, praise. Now, all that comes to mind tonight because our hymn for tonight is hymn 883, and when we sing it, you will recognize the tune immediately. It's the doxology you know. In fact, the doxology as you know it is the very next hymn, hymn 884, and then hymn 885 is the same hymn with the language a little updated. So we have three hymns in a row, all to the same tune. But 883 is a bit different. All people that on earth do dwell. And what's really interesting about this particular doxology is that it goes back almost unchanged to when it was first published in 1539. So this is a very old hymn. And it's a close retelling of Psalm 100. The first two verses of the psalm are covered by the first stanza of the hymn, and then each of the rest of the verses gets a verse of the hymn by themselves. And since it's a close retelling, that means something else important. Hymns aren't the only doxologies we have. Psalms can be doxologies too, and there are a whole bunch of them. Very often, in fact, psalms invite us and encourage us and impel us to offer praise to God. There's a whole section of psalms called the Hallel collection, and those psalms feature the word hallelujah, praise the Lord. One of the most famous of these praise psalms is, again, Psalm 100, the basis for our hymn. As the psalm begins, we are invited to worship God, to offer our praises to God with joyful singing, to eagerly come to worship in order to praise God. Then we are reminded of some of the reasons why. God has made us. We are God's people, and God watches over us, protecting us and guiding us like a shepherd does sheep. No wonder that we enter God's house with praise. But then to seal the deal, the psalmist reminds us of God's character. For the Lord is good, we are reminded. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. What an amazing God we have. What an astounding assurance we have in a God like this who watches over us and who cares for us. Recently, I saw a cartoon that showed a stern, prim, and proper pastor in the pulpit of an ornate cathedral with the choir and the music director in view over his shoulder. With a pained expression on his face, the pastor says, "Please disregard the music director's admonition to clap your hands, stomp your feet, and boogie till you drop during the next hymn." Well, I think the psalmist would disagree. We have a God of amazing love and grace. Praise God with everything you've got. Amen.
All that on.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen.